But how do you get them to use it? I spent time yesterday talking to some folks at a local college, trying to convince them that they should pay me an outrageous amount of money to get their portal site up and running on Moss. Not the fuzzy green stuff, but Microsoft Office SharePoint Server. Like many organizations, they'd had no trouble installing the software. In fact, they'd had an earlier version 3 years ago. But the issue was getting the people to use it. Organizations are all about collaboration tools these days. The demos show happy employees sharing their intellectual property, working together and easily accessing information across a seamless series of tubes. Everyone is smiling, every document is immediately available, and all their slacks are creased right down the middle. I'm not sure where these people work, but I've never been there. In the real world, actually getting the employees to use collaboration software is by far the most difficult challenge in any rollout. Installation is pretty much a matter of clicking on some wizards or writing a relatively small check to some guy who logs in remotely to your server. It costs a little more if you actually want someone to ask some questions about how you're going to use it, but that doesn't happen very often. So these folks had some experience with the fact that many SharePoint installations didn't really end up the way they had hoped. Some groups used them, some groups absolutely refused to, and some groups lost entire days of work when things went wrong. People weren't always happy about the idea that anyone, anywhere, anytime could look at everything they did, or that it could be changed, deleted, or borrowed. Kind of like having your desk in the hall. Add that the fact that early versions of SharePoint and most of its competitors had frequent issues with access, stability, backups, and just plain usability, and you can understand why there were issues. If the can of soup you put in your kitchen cabinet vanished one day and the next day you couldn't even get the door open, you'd probably start leaving the can out on the counter. But let's get back to me and all that money. I told them that the only way I'd found to get people to engage with a community tool was to focus on pain. Not causing pain, although that might be an option. I recommended finding a way to eliminate pain for the user. Here's an example. If you're an IT admin, make a list of the top 5 calls you get every day. Probably looks something like this. Number 1, how do I reset my password? Number 2, is my email server up? Number 3, where is the remote access software? Number 4, how do I reach the help desk? Number 5, when is the tech scheduled to arrive? I recommended that each SharePoint site at their college just identify the top 5 issues and create a drop-down list with links to the appropriate answers. Put the drop-down at the very top of the homepage on their site. When a user calls, emails, or sends a carrier pigeon, direct them to the site. Use a friendly URL like ithelp. Or something, not whack whack college whack data store whack obscure whack unknown whack confusing whack 23kk at 3. The benefits? You've just eliminated 80% of your calls and emails. You've taught your users that they can get immediate help on SharePoint. You've taught your techs to put answers on SharePoint, and you've made yourself look like a very smart dude or dudette. But how about the things the college administration wants people to go to the site for? Policies, reports, meetings. I probably shot myself in the foot, but I said that was organizational development, not something I could fix with a community tool. Unless the president said they'd be fired or offered a bonus of $1,000 per visit. Once you've got people participating in a community, they'll start coming back. When they need some meeting minutes or an obscure answer, they'll go to your node and try a search. If you've got meaningful file names and good tags, they'll probably find what they need. I'd sure rather do that than play voicemail tag or wait for you to respond to my email. I don't know if I'll get the gig. I'm pretty blunt and outspoken, and that puts off some people. But I feel that I owe it to a client that I'm honest about what can and can't be accomplished with their money. Think positive thoughts for me. I'm Dick Carlson, and if you'd like to hear more of this, visit techherding.com. That's TECHHERDING.